Good morning. Reverend Steve here. Welcome to our Sunday service today, the 26th of April. The Lord be with you and also with you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I invite you now to bring to the Lord anything you'd like to say sorry for. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. We say together the words of the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our reading today is from the Gospel of Luke. It's Luke 24, beginning at 13. Now that same day, two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what's more, it's the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they'd seen a vision of angels. And he said to them, he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it, just as the woman had said. But they did not see." You can find a longer version of this talk if you go onto our website, but this is just what I would say really in a nutshell. It's a very interesting, beautiful passage, isn't it? It's one of the passages that I most love. And the reason that I love it so much is that when I was installed here, when I became the vicar here at my the service, which was absolutely wonderful, I do remember that our MP, Barry Gardner, got up and said, "Steve, you know, I ask you, please, while you are here, would you look after those who are dejected, downhearted and poor?" Well, I think we've tried to do that very much in the last number of years. But in a way, this reading is just the same. These two dejected people are walking home. They believe that everything they'd hoped for is over. And the end of hope, you know, well, we all know, is a very, very devastating thing. Everything was over. And yet Jesus gently walks beside them. He speaks to them. He reassures them and fills them with fresh hope. I love it because it's just so normal. It's the God who made the universe walking beside us, starting from where we're at and offering us hope in the times of great uncertainty. Amen. Let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray this day for our National Health Service, for all frontline workers, and for all those people who are keeping our country going in this time of great need. We pray for protection over them. We pray thanks and gratitude. And Father, we ask you to walk beside them when they feel dejected, when they feel overwhelmed, and when they feel sad. Amen. So if you're with someone, why not share the peace? If you're listening to this on your own, why not bring to mind someone, people you'd like to share the peace with? When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. So we begin the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so, we gladly thank you, with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine again. He praised you, gave it to them, and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We are called children of God, and by baptism that is indeed what we have become. And so we have the courage to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. We now take the communion. And we say together, Almighty God, We thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Friends, thank you very much for being here and for worshipping God along with me. It's a great privilege to be your priest and to have you in attendance. Please do keep checking our website. There's something on there every single day under Daily Hope and various services and things where we can kind of stay in touch with each other. The God of peace, who brought Jesus, the great shepherd, back from the dead through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work and pleasing in his sight. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.